I love to smoke. I smoke 7,000 packs a day, okay? And I am never fucking quitting. I don't care how many laws they make. What's the law now? You can only smoke in your apartment, under a blanket with all the lights out? Is that the rule now, huh? The cops are outside. We know you have the cigarettes. Come out of the house with the cigarettes above your head. You'll never get me, copper. I'm never coming out, see? I got a cigarette machine right here in my bedroom. Yeah, see, yeah. Know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get one of those tracheotomies. So I can smoke 2 cigarettes at the same time. Ah! I'm gonna get 9 tracheotomies all the way around my neck. I'll be tracheotomy man! He can smoke a pack at a time. He's tracheotomy man! I'm looking forward to cancer, man. I want that throat cancer. That's the best kind. You know why? You get that throat cancer, they give you that voice box thing. Know what I'm talking about? The damage is ongoing. Sure, it's scary, but you can make a lot of money with a voice box. Get a voice box, walk around the streets of Manhattan.
You got any spare change?
Here's my whole wallet. Get away from me. Ah! Imagine a whole family with voice boxes. That'd be creepy, wouldn't it? They'd be out in that backyard every day during the summer.
Dad, can we go to the beach? Yes, get your mother and the dog. We'll leave right now. Sparky, come here. Arf.
Or the ultimate irony, guy with a voice box pulling up to the drive-thru window at McDonald's. That has to suck, huh? Can I help you?
Big Mac and a large order of fries.
Stop making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
I'm getting the manager.
Get the fucking manager. I don't care.
I can remember a time in this country when men were proud to get cancer, goddammit, when it was a sign of manhood. John Wayne had cancer twice. Second time they took out one of his lungs, he said, take them both out, I don't fucking need them. I'll grow gills and breathe like a fish. Babe Ruth, greatest baseball player ever to play the game. He had a voice box. He was the first American to have a voice box. Yeah.
This is Babe Ruth. This is old Mr. Watt the Bambino. I smoked 25 goddamn black Cuban cigars a day. I had meat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I fucked 18 prostitutes a night. Of course, I'm dead now. I'm up here in heaven. Lou Gehrig's up here with me. God love Lou Gehrig. Jesus Christ, poor Lou Gehrig. Died of Lou Gehrig's disease. How the hell did he not see that coming, you know? We used to tell him, Lou, there's a disease with your name all over it, pal. There ain't no Babe Ruth disease, I'll tell you that much right now. Have a hot dog and a Hummer. Go ahead, it's on me.
I don't know. Personally, I think Billy Martin said it best when he said, hey, I can drive. Because we tried to be nice to you non-smokers. We fucking tried, okay? You wanted your own sections in the restaurants. We gave you that, huh? But that wasn't enough for you. Then you wanted the airplanes. We gave you the whole goddamn plane. You happy now? You own the fucking plane. I'd like an explanation about that one, folks, because I will guarantee you, if the plane is going down, the first announcement you're going to hear is, folks, this is your captain speaking. Look, light them up, because we're going down, okay? I got a carton of Camel non-filters. I'll see you in the ground. Take it easy. Actually, more like this.
This is your captain speaking. Smoke them if you got them. Rawr, rawr.
The filter's the best part. That's where they put the heroin. Only us real good smokers know that fucking secret. Yeah, we tried to be nice to you non-smokers, but you just fucking badger us. You know, you won't leave us alone. You got all your little speeches you're always giving to it, too. Your little facts that you dig out of a newspaper or a pamphlet, and you store that little nugget in your little fucking head, and you see us light up, and you spew them out at us, don't you? I love these little facts. Well, you know, smoking takes 10 years after your life. Well, it's the 10 worst years, isn't it, folks? It's the ones at the end. It's the wheelchair, adult diaper, kidney dialysis fucking years. You can have those years. We don't want them, all right? And I'll guarantee you, if I'm still alive, then I'll be smoking. I'll be in my wheelchair with my adult diapers on and my 25-year-old non-smoking born-again Christian son behind me. I'll be going, hey, make sure you're white this time. I was itching all week, for Christ's sake. And get me some more whippets. I'm almost out, you fucking pussy. Come on. Because you're always telling us, well, you know, if you quit smoking now, every cigarette takes 3 minutes off your life. If you quit now, you can live an extra 10 years. If you quit now, you can live an extra 20 years. Hey, I got 2 words for you, okay? Jim Fix. Remember Jim Fix, the big famous jogging guy? Jogged 15 miles a day, did a jogging book, did a jogging video, and dropped out of a massive heart attack when? When he was fucking jogging, that's when!
What do you want to bet it was two smokers who found the body the next morning and went, hey, that's Jim Fix, isn't it? Wow, what a fucking tragedy. Come on, let's go buy some bots. It's always the yogurt sprout-eating motherfuckers. Get run over by a bus driven by a guy who smokes 3.5 packs a day. Sorry, officer, I didn't see him. I was too busy smoking.